Bring the various prayer requests and praise reports before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Mandisa, and this is Back to You.
Back to You.
Come on, snap your finger like this and pat your foot. I survived the worst of times because the Lord was there.
It's no goodness of my own, but it's the hand of the Lord that's upon me. It's no goodness of my own, but it's the hand of the Lord that's upon me. Come on, choir. It's no goodness.
It's no goodness of my own,
but the hand.
It's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
Come on, choir.
It's no goodness of my own, it's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
Come on, check me out.
of the Lord.
It's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh.
Hand of the Lord.
It's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
Then I heard my grandmother say, I'm so thankful. Turn around and say,
is it all right?
Ricky Dillard, Tina Campbell, and New G here on Sounds of Praise. In the hand of the Lord. Yes, when God's hand is upon you, you can't help but be happy, joyful, blessed. Tasha Cobbs here on Sounds of Praise.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
Covers all my wrongs.
Your love said.
7:16 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Sunday, May the 19th, 2019 edition. The Sounds of Praise Ministry brought to you by the Christian Challenge here on Sounds of Praise, coming to you from 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And it's getting ready. We're getting ready. And we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Just a few seconds, so you can get your prayer request into us. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience as we go before the Lord in prayer and in praise to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, Israel Houghton, let's call on him. So good.
Lord, oh, 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 call on him, call on him, call on him, call on him, call on the name of the Lord, oh, 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 call on him, call on him, call on him, call on him. Enemy left and right all around me, fighting both day and night, never ceasing, but with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Bye.
It's 7:28 here on WNFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry. This is the When You Pray segment of our ministry, our United Prayer and Praise segment. We have a couple of prayer requests, four prayer requests. We're praying for B. Who's looking for God's continued touch upon his body and that he would move in his ability to serve God, strengthen him in his ability to serve God. B, looking for God's touch upon his body and strength from God that he might serve him in spirit and in truth. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. Last week she couldn't get to us. She fell asleep and couldn't get into the program. In the week before that, we had problems with our phone system the week before that, and she couldn't get through then either. But we're praying for her. She's having an eye operation this Thursday, I believe. We're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in her behalf. And we're looking for God to do great and mighty things in her behalf as he continues to work in her life by faith. Michelle of Medford. And we're also praying for CNC. Going through a lot of difficulties right now. We're praying that God's going to move in their behalf, give them his victory and his deliverance, not only in their lives, but in the lives of their family members and friends as well. CNC, looking for God to work in their behalf. And we're praising God for my wife. God has delivered her thus far from two cataract surgeries. One took place about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and that one was successful, and the other one is coming right along as well. And I believe she just has one more appointment before they gave her the final conclusion that all is well. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning because you're good. You are God, and you invite us to come boldly unto your throne where we may obtain mercy. Find grace to help in time of need. So no matter what we're looking for, no matter what our needs might be, you have exactly what you need, what we need, and you're able to provide them exactly when we need them. So we're thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. Minister powerfully in the lives of your servants, and we continue to place our faith and trust in you. Remember B, who's looking for your touch upon his body, and also to strengthen him that he might be able to carry on the ministry that you've given to him, that his life might speak for you in these last and evil days. So many things taking place, but we know that you are God and you are good, as we had earlier in our program. And so therefore we're trusting you, we're looking to you, we're leaning on you. Our faith and our confidence has been settled upon you, and we're just trusting that you're going to work in our behalf. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish as you touch him in his body and as you open doors and make ways so he might live for you and serve you in spirit and in truth. This is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, who's facing surgery this week, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we claim by the stripes of Jesus that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, deliver her completely, Lord, from this eye situation. And may she recognize that her benefits and her blessings have come from your hand, and may she in turn be a tremendous witness in the days which are ahead, so that many might be born into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony, and that you, O God, might encourage her to be the faithful Christian delivered by your hand from all the works of the enemy, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for CNC, Father, right now, as they're going through various tests and trials, we pray for your presence with them right now. May they recognize that the Holy Spirit is moving in their behalf, and that may you, O God, strengthen them to live for you and serve you, receiving the deliverance and the blessing and the victory that you alone can give. And may their lives and the blessing of your presence in their lives to their family members encourage, strengthen, deliver, and provide salvation into countless numbers of lives, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for my wife, how you've touched her and brought her through the two cataract surgeries and cataract and glaucoma surgery. We pray, O Lord, that you continue to provide your healing. May she continue to receive strength from you. May her strength be encouraged. And may she be able to go forward to accomplish all the things you desire for her to accomplish. And may many call you blessed through her life and through her testimony is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:34 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. As soon as we get your information, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you or praying for someone else. But here again, you need to contact us so that we might bring it before God's throne. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry. So the many Christians out here in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158. When Sounds of Praise is not on the air, or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email us at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And we'll begin praying for you, praising God with you as soon as we receive your information. And then we'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and see what God is doing in the life of those who put their faith and trust in Him. And also join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. 7:36 here on WMFO. This is in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we're multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. Saw some people out here taking pictures on the steps. Today is graduation day here at Tufts University. We're going to send this one. This is a big hit here on Sounds of Praise over the past few weeks. And so we're going to send this one out to all the students, all the faculty, all the family, all the friends, for all the hard work that's been put in over the years, and recognizing that God is the blesser. And if we're going to move on from here with His blessings, we need to continue to place our faith and our trust in Him. Luther Barnes, Redbud Gospel Choir, and Lord, you keep on blessing me in our prayer. Is that the blessings of God will follow those who are graduating today and all their family and friends who work so hard to make this day a possibility.
Every day of my life, get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see, you gave me a tongue to talk. I wanna thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
Keep on!
Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir. And you keep on blessing me. Sends one out to the graduating students here at Tufts University, their family, their friends, their faculty, and everyone who made this day possible. 7:44 here on Sounds of Praise, and the most important thing that you can do as far as the blessing of God is concerned is to receive Him as your personal Savior and Lord. Shadonna, and come to me here on Sounds of Praise. And that's the good thing about the salvation gift of God, is that when you receive Him, He takes your burden, the burden of sin, the burden of failure, all the burdens that kept you from His benefits and blessings all these years, they are now under His control because you have given yourself and them to Him. And now you're going to be able to see the transformation, the changes He's about to bring about in your life. And it's all going to be for the good. No matter how difficult it may be, they're going to be for your good and His glory. And I know that if you're out there and you've never given your life to Christ, this is your opportunity. This is your day. And allow it to take place by repeating these words as a prayer to God. And if you do it by faith and you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation alive within your life this very moment, this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the message of salvation this day and how good You are to those who will put their faith and trust in You. And I'm coming to do just that. Yield myself to You and to Your control. You've given me this opportunity to taste and see how good You are. Blessed is the person who will put their faith and trust in You. And that's what I'm doing this day. Confessing my need for Your forgiveness and receiving the fact that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary in my behalf And then on the third day, because he is the sinless Christ, the Father was able to raise him from death. And now, by the Holy Spirit, I can receive all the benefits and blessings that you have declared shall be mine. So I praise and thank you for the new life you've given to me. And I'm trusting that you're going to work powerfully in my behalf this day, as well as in the days which are ahead, as I receive Jesus and thank you for your salvation. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it, because that's the material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And if you remember all those words, it doesn't really matter. All you have to do is say, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God will do it. God has already done it. And like I said, we'll send you this material just for the asking. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll hear for another 10 or 15 minutes or so. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. If by chance you're not near a phone or you can't get through, you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYV as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God guide and direct you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can call the office. There's no one there right now, but you can still call the office, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYV as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send them to you out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, 752 here on WMFO in Metro. Hopefully you enjoyed the program today. I enjoy bringing it to you. Next Sunday will be our annual Memorial Day program, remembering those in the gospel field who have gone on before us. And you can call in, and if you'd like us to dedicate something to someone who has gone on as well, we'll gladly do that for you. Next Sunday, our annual Memorial Day program here on Sounds of Praise. Anthony Brown, Group Therapy, from the album A Long Way From Sunday. And this is Thank You, here on Sounds of Praise.
My name is Anthony Brown.
Yes, it is.
I'm a son.
Uh-huh. And that's not what I wanted to play. Okay, bear with us.
What I feel, guilt and condemnation distract me from my purpose. What I know, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Whatever you've been through, you're still standing. Every test is now a testimony. So the least you can do is say thank you. Came to rescue me.
You came to rescue me. And I'm a sinner.
You were my healer.
You were my healer.
Yes, sir.
Whenever I need you,
you're always right there.
You're always right there for me.
Say thank you.
Say thank you.
The least I could do.
The least I could do.
Is say thank you.
Say thank you.
The least I could do.
The least I could do.
Is say thank you.
Say thank you.
The least I can.
You came and freed me.
You came and
Okay, 7:59 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 5 a.m. to do it all over again. Hope to see you here bright and early in our Memorial Day program next Sunday. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.